What would drive an eighth grader to interview an adult, specifically a Clark County commissioner? Caleb Taylor is working on his Citizenship in the Community merit badge in his quest to become an Eagle Scout, the highest rank of the Boy Scouts of America. To qualify for this badge, he needed to interview a community leader regarding a community issue. Commissioner David Medore agreed to speak with Caleb regarding the Columbia River Crossing project.
First of all, I want to thank you for taking your time for me to interview you, taking the time out of your day.
I am really glad to be here and to be interviewed by a scout.
How much does a CRC cost and how will they pay for it?
The simple question is, if we paid cash for it, the original price was about $3.5 billion. That's B with a billion with a B. So if things go according to schedule and on budget, which they rarely do, when you add in the cost for collecting tolls and the cost for finances and that kind of thing, it ends up being $10,000 million, which is $10 billion.
What's the number one thing you do not like about the CRC?
The CRC project, in a nutshell, is supposed to be a infrastructure investment. It's supposed to be a new freeway to connect this state to that state, Oregon to Washington. That's what it's supposed to be. In reality, it's not. Leadership matters. And I'm glad to see that I'm talking to a Boy Scout, because Boy Scouts understand leadership. And leadership is knowing the right thing, stepping up and doing the right thing, courageously leading, and regardless of what the opposition may be, you do the right thing regardless of the cost, and that's what makes our society a better place. So in a nutshell, this project ought to go away, and there are smarter decisions when smarter decision makers step up and serve their community generously.
How do you think 6th to 10th graders will be affected by the CRC?
The next generation, which is what you're speaking of there, what we don't want to do to them is to burden them with debt, insurmountable debt that will forfeit their financial, their economic future. That's how it's going to affect them. It will put billions of dollars on the backs of the next generation. That is such an injustice. So the best thing that we can do as decision makers for this generation, for the next, is to make sure we pass on to them a bright, unfettered, unencumbered future so that you have the same opportunity, financial opportunities, as we have.
How long will this project take? How will it affect traffic patterns?
So there's two parts to that question.
Yeah.
The answer that everybody was assuming up to that point until they got the written answers was like 5 or 6 years. The written answer I got back from the CRC, if it stays on target, is 11 years. You know, how will it affect the traffic patterns? Before they actually answered that question, they were telling everybody, and they got these big written reports that said, well, it's not really going to redirect traffic. People aren't going to divert to another route. Well, what's the other route? The 205. They'll just pay the price. That answer turned out not to be true. The answer that I got back, the real answer, says up to 50,000 vehicles per day will divert. In other words, they say people are not going to take that bridge if they build it. They'll take the other bridge, or they won't drive at all across the river. The 50,000 cars removing from the five. Diverting to the 205 is the equivalent of closing down two lanes of the 205 bridge, which is to make a congestion disaster for our community.
Are there any good points to the CRC that you found?
So let's see, what's good about this project? Well, I guess if you build anything, you put people to work to build it. And the construction jobs that, for instance, there are a number of unions in this area that depend on union construction jobs. So if you put them to work, then that's good. You get jobs out of the deal.
What alternatives would you recommend for the bridge builders?
Okay, alternatives. So the obvious choice is to build a third bridge and a fourth bridge. And you spread them out. The obvious, easiest thing for us to do right now is to build a third bridge 4 miles east of the 205 that would connect two existing corridors. We have the SR-14 at 192nd Avenue. That's over in Camas area. And you can hop across two islands and get over to Gresham around exit 13 of I-84. That can tie together Airport Way, Sandy Boulevard, Marine Drive, and I-84.